Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, April 13th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Busy news day. And some of the news is very weird. I don't use that word much, but it is. And I'm going to explain it to you. And we begin with Hunter Biden being in Ireland with his father, President Joe Biden. And we explained this yesterday. It was pretty shocking to see Hunter Biden under serious investigation get off Air Force One and accompany his father around the country, Ireland, actually two countries there, for the week. And at first, I thought, boy, oh boy, is this in your face to the American public? You know, here we have a guy who's got serious problems, Hunter Biden, and he's taking a vacation at taxpayer expense because his father wanted him over there. But then it occurred to me that Hunter Biden is there for a very serious reason, because Jill Biden, the first lady, is not there. And what is Jill Biden's job? To be at Joe Biden's side every second and to actually tell him where to go and what to do. The president of the United States needs a handler to tell him to do that. And that's why Hunter Biden is there. I'm going to prove it to you in a moment. So this is so strange. This trip to Ireland is so strange. First of all, last night, the President of the United States gives remarks to the Irish. Roll the tape.
The closing comment I make, you see this tie I have with the shamrock on it? This was given to me by one of these guys right here. It was a hell of a rugby player. And they beat the hell out of the black and tans. Oh, God. But it was when you were at a Soldier Field, wasn't it? The game?
Chicago.
Okay, so black and tans, no. What Mr. Biden meant was all blacks. Okay, that is the rugby team from New Zealand. And there was a game in 2016, all right, where the Irish team beat the all blacks. So Mr. Biden says black and tans. Who were the black and tans? They were Catholic police officers during the Troubles who signed on with the Protestant constabulary. They call them constables over there, okay? And they were considered traitors by the IRA. Those are the black and tans. So Joe Biden doesn't know. He's there. And where's Soldier Field? In Chicago. Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, this may seem like it's small ball to you, all right? But it's not. All of our enemies are watching this, all of them. So then he won't hold a press conference, won't answer anybody's questions from the media, but he will talk to the kids, President Biden. Go.
My dog is doing well. His name is Commander. Yeah, well, what's your dog's name? Louie. Louie, oh, right. Anyway, guys.
You're supposed to do the rope line, Dad.
I'm supposed to do the rope line?
Just say hi to everybody.
All right.
There he is. Hunter Biden is supposed to do the rope line, Dad. The rope line. That's why he's there. This is tragic. All right. So Xi in China, Putin, Iranian mullahs, they're watching this. You don't think they're going to test America in the next year? Because they don't know whether Biden's going to be around for four more after this. I doubt it. Things are going to unfold, and they're going to test us. They've already shot down or destroyed a drone over the Black Sea. The president said nothing. The balloon, the Chinese balloon, and another embarrassment for the USA. Macron goes to China and says to Xi, don't worry about us. We're not going to stick up for Taiwan. Macron never would have done that under Trump or even Obama. Never in a million years would he have done that. That's an insult to us. They're our ally, France. But, you know, if you want to go take Taiwan, France and Europe, we're not going to get them. It's incredible. And Biden says nothing. He didn't say anything. And we have two Americans being held hostage in Russia right now. You got the Wall Street Journal reporter and the former Marine who was charged with spying or some stupid thing. What's Biden doing about that? Nothing. Would it take almost a year for Brittany Griner to be pulled out of there? And Putin is, whatever Putin wants to do, he does. I mean, it's just, and I'm not the kind of guy that just throws out criticism. If I'm president and they kidnap two American citizens, or three if you count Ms. Griner, I basically say to Putin, you got a week to think up a way to get them out of there, okay? And if you don't, no more commercial flights from the United States to Moscow. None. We're not going to let anybody fly out of here to you. And we're not going to accept any Russian flights. So you're going to be totally cut off commercially from the United States. And you can pack up your embassy, too, in Washington. All right? You've got to tell these people there are consequences for their behavior. Now, this was the topic yesterday on the Hannity radio program. We posted the whole thing, as we always do, on BillO'Reilly.com. I hope you check in with us every day. You get so much good stuff on BillO'Reilly.com. You don't have to be a member. I mean, we'll talk about that later. You can just access a lot of the stuff for free on BillO'Reilly.com. Anyway, I'm on a Hannity radio program, and here's how it goes. Roll it.
There's been no consequences, Bill. Bill, if I punch you in the face, you'd at least try to punch me back, right?
No, I kick you in the groin.
You wouldn't get there.
Okay, but I try. And
you try, exactly. You do something. You fight back. You wouldn't just take it.
Yeah. So there's no downside for China to saber rattle. But there is a downside if they do the Taiwan thing, a big downside, because their economy will ground to a halt. And believe me, they know what's going on with Putin. They know this isn't working out real well for him. So I'm not convinced they're at the stage where they're going to launch any kind of offensive action against Taiwan. But here's another point I want to make. More people know about the Bud Trans controversy, the Bud Light Trans controversy, than know about the Chinese threat.
And that's true, okay, because the media in America does not report to you on this threat, this growing threat. When you have three sworn enemies to America, again, Putin, Xi, and the mullahs in Iran, and they know that the president is weak. And it's, you know, I say to people, I don't really know anyone at this point in my personal life who sticks up for Joe Biden. Certainly they don't around me. And it's not that I hate Biden. I was on WABC this morning with Sid Rosenberg, and I'll play a clip of that later. It has to do with New York City. But I said to Sid, I don't hate Biden. I mean, I'm not viscerally trying to hurt him. Sid hates him. All right. Now, to me, he is the second worst president. I've said this. I don't want to be repetitive and boring, next to James Buchanan. If you do any research, you will see that James Buchanan led this country into the Civil War. You don't get worse than that. You can't, unless there's a nuclear war or something that Biden leads us into, then he would obviously become the worst. But he's the second worst now because he doesn't try to solve any problems. All right, the border's as bad as it's been, 27 months. Violent crime getting worse, all right? Gas prices going up again. Economy very, very shaky. Layoffs in the high-tech industry all over the place. What's he doing? He's over there in Ireland doing what? Doing what? Okay, it's a vacation. So, and I don't begrudge him the vacation if he would come back and do something, but he doesn't do anything. Every day we report to you his schedule. And 3 out of 5 days, he's got nothing on his schedule. I mean, this is a man who is incapable of doing the job. You look, in your life, you know people who are just incapable of doing jobs that can't do them. That's where we are. So the people who want to reelect Joe Biden or think he's doing a good job, they're either flat out moronic or their agenda is ideology above all. Because the left wing has Biden in their pocket, and I want the left wing government, I'm going to support Biden. There's only two reasons. So I don't know anybody in my personal life sticks up for Biden. They hate Trump, some of them, and it's always justifying to vote for Biden by saying, well, Trump's worse. Okay. Whatever you want to think about that, you can think. I'm not going to try to persuade anybody about Donald Trump. He's there, you see him. You make your own call on him. But I will say that if you look at policy, there's no comparison. There's no comparison between what Trump did and what Biden is doing. Okay.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So Biden will come back tomorrow. Then he'll go right to Delaware. And I can almost guarantee you on Monday he will not work. So let's shift into Trump. So he's got a civil action against him in Manhattan by four fars left Attorney General Letitia James. The case is this. James is accusing Donald Trump and three of his children, Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, of, quote, staggering fraud for overvaluing assets by billions of dollars so that they could borrow against the assets. And Letitia James says this is against New York civil law. It's not a criminal case. So Trump had to come here to New York, where I am, last night, and do a deposition. Okay, the lawsuit, James wants $250 million from Trump. Now, I have no idea. Okay, I have no idea. I know two things. Number one, this is political. Okay, James doing the same thing Bragg is doing. They're buddies in the same far left trough. And number two, that Trump has been singled out, one man, one American, for all of this punishment because they don't like him. That's why. Now, maybe he'll lose this. He's lost lawsuits before. But that's what's going on. Now, Trump himself is suing his former attorney, Michael Cohen, for $500 million. The lawsuit alleges that Cohen breached attorney-client privilege by spreading falsehoods about Trump. All right? So Trump wants $500,000. This is filed in the Southern District of Florida. So I'll tell you a story about Michael Cohen. In 2016, during the campaign, Donald Trump called me about something. I don't remember what it was. Okay? And I said, why don't you come on the show? And at that time, I was working for Fox, and we'll kick this around. He goes, no, I'm too busy. I can't do it. I got a campaign thing. But I want you to take Michael Cohen, my lawyer. He knows all about this. And I said, not in a million years would I put Michael Cohen on my program. Not in a million years would I do that. He goes, why? Why? I said, I don't trust him. I think he's honest. Okay, I'm not putting him on. I don't put surrogates on. I'll put your surrogates on. I don't put Hillary Clinton surrogates on. I don't do that. All right, I won't do it. You want to come on, you're welcome. Not taking Michael Cohen. At that time, Trump thought Michael Cohen was great. I always knew he wasn't. Just as I knew Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and all those people who were running around saying the Dominion law machines, and we'll get voting machine, we'll get to that later. I don't put them on. Okay, I didn't invite them. Because I knew it was BS. It was BS. If you are experienced, and like I am, and you know and you can read what's happening, these aren't hard decisions to make. They're not. So anyway, Cohen getting sued for $500,000, you know, and this is going to, Cohen's got to defend it. He's got to hire lawyers. He's got to do all of this. And, you know, there you go. All right, New York City, the downfall of New York City. Siena College poll, it's a college, small college up by Albany. Very small sample, 795 residents of New York. Two questions. Overall, are you happy that you live in New York, or do you wish you lived somewhere else? Happy to live in New York, 70. Wish I lived somewhere else, 30. Okay. Second question. Do you plan to continue to live in New York, or do you will you move in the next 5 years? Live in New York, 71, will leave, 27%. Now, those are big numbers. Those are big numbers for wanting to get out of here. So if you have 30% of your population dissatisfied and want to go somewhere else, the tax implications of that are staggering, because most of the people who are leaving New York State and city are big earners or corporate people, and the state can't replace that money. Now, according to the Florida Department of Highway Safety, license registration, 10,000 New Yorkers in the first quarter of this year, 23, have changed from New York license to Florida. 10,000. That's huge. And this state is running a deficit. I mean, I don't have enough money to pay anything. Highest tax state in the union. They have to raise taxes even higher. That means more people will leave. So this thing is totally out of control here in New York. California, same thing. Illinois, Cook County, same thing. Identical. People know what's going on, and they don't want to be abused anymore. By the way, New Yorkers are moving primarily to three counties in Florida, Palm Beach County, Miami-Dade, and Broward, okay? The East Coast ocean counties. It's interesting, the migration patterns. Canadians go to the West Coast of Florida, but most New Yorkers are going to the East Coast. So this morning on WABC Radio, which carries the No Spin News under the banner of Common Sense, and I'm on that radio station doing commentary every day, I was on with Sid in the morning, number one morning program. Congratulations to Sid Rosenberg and WABC. Astounding turnaround. I'm on there, and we're talking about New York City. Roll it.
There is no discipline in the city of New York, so there's no quality of life. So you walk down the street with your 10-year-old, and you're smelling pot
right
every second.
That's right.
You're watching drug addicts inject themselves with narcotics. You're on the subway, and you're seeing the most depraved conduct you can imagine. and nothing is being done about
it.
Why? Because the far left doesn't want anything done about it. They believe the imposition of order is racist, because most of the miscreants in New York City are people of color. So they've thrown the whole system of self-protection out. And that's why we have the anarchy we have.
And that's why people are moving away. Okay? So, you know, I hate to single out people of color. I don't like to do that. I don't think skin color drives crime or any other social ill. The problem is the culture which has grown up in some of the poor neighborhoods, not only in New York, but in urban centers all over the country. That culture, not just African Americans, there are whites, Hispanics, that very few Asians, by the way, but whites and Hispanics partake, is violent. It is a violent culture. It glorifies drug use, glorifies it. That culture is driving this behavior. Nobody wants to talk about it. Plus the dissolution of the family, which you'll never get a conversation on at all. So that's why this is all happening. I'm a big why guy. The what is easy. Any moron can tell you in the media what is happening, but they can't tell you why. They don't have the guts to tell you why, because they might get in trouble. Okay, this is another weird story. I used the word weird at the top of the program. This is so strange. So Walter Reed National Military Medical Center is probably the finest hospital for vets in the world. I've been there many times to talk to wounded soldiers and to do other stories. Well, pastoral care is a big part of that. That means rabbis, priests, ministers, imams, whatever it may be. They go there to the hospital to bring solace to the people who are ill, to the vets who are ill and wounded. Okay, so this was administrated last year by Catholic priests. They had the contract, okay? But everybody of all faiths was allowed in. Well, they booted the Catholics. They booted them. The Defense Department runs Walter Reed, kicked them out. And they gave the contract to a secular firm, no religion. Well, there are some congresspeople who are very angry about this, and they want an explanation, and there should be an explanation. This is pastoral care. Falls under the banner of religion, not secular. So the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, Mr. Clueless, this is the guy who was Afghanistan, saying, hey, it's okay. You know, he should give everybody, every American, because this is taxpayer money in there. Well, why'd you boot the Catholic priests? I'll tell you why they booted them. Because of abortion. The Biden administration, even though Biden's visiting or has visited the shrine at Knock in Ireland, which is where the Blessed Mother was supposed to appear. He visited, you know, he parades his Catholicism, but his administration has run a roughshod over the Catholic Church. And here's another story. So a person named Maeve Noda, 31 years old, transgender, a male who identifies as a woman, attacked the St. Louis Catholic Church in Bellevue, Washington. He attacked it, smashed doors, painted F.U. Catholics, rot in your fake hell. He even spray painted a person working inside the church. That was assault. Now, this is a hate crime, correct? Hate crime against the Catholic Church, right? No doubt. Hate crime. Well, the Justice Department is recommending no prison time for Maeve Noda. Are you kidding me? You just attacked a Catholic church. They got it on video. He should do at least 2 years. It's a hate crime. What if he had attacked, and you know what I'm going to say, a mosque or a synagogue or a black church, a Baptist church? Think he would have gotten no prison time? No. So all you Catholics out there, know, understand, the Biden administration is not your friend because of abortion. Now let's get to the abortion pill. This is going to the Supreme Court. So there are some states that don't want the abortion pill sold, and they're saying that it's not safe. I don't know. Okay. The FDA has approved it, I guess. But it's in the courts. It's in the courts. So now the Supreme Court is going to decide whether these abortion pills have to be sold in all 50 states. Now, you can't force a pharmacy to carry them. But you can't outlaw them. You see what I mean? So if you have a pharmacy, you don't want to carry the abortion pill, they can't force you to carry it. But there can't be a law in North Dakota or wherever, Mississippi, that no abortion pills can be sold in the state, because there'll be pharmacies who want to sell them. That's what the Supreme Court will hear. Legal abortions since the Roe v. Wade decision, this is according to a pro-life group, the Society of Family Planning, there are 5,377 fewer abortions on average per month. So we're talking more than 60,000 human beings are on the planet now that would not have been had the Supreme Court not thrown the abortion thing back to the states. I guarantee you will never hear that reported anywhere. You are not going to hear that except here on the No Spin News. All right? It's stunning. So 60,000 Americans, because you're born in America, you're an American citizen, are here that would not have been here had the Supreme Court kept Roe v. Wade as a federal tenet and not kicked it back to the states. Do you care about that? I wonder. I don't know. I'm just asking. Do you care? I mean, the media certainly is pro-abortion. They like abortion, many of them. But I don't know whether Americans even care about this or not. Anheuser-Busch has been covering the story of the trans person who is advertising Bud Light, Dylan Mulvaney, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light, taking it on the chin. They have lost $5 billion in equity since this campaign was made public. That means their stock price is down, okay? People are selling the stock. And they're not buying as much beer, as much Bud Light as they used to. And that's what's going on there. Mulvaney herself or himself, I don't know. I don't know. Mulvaney says these people who are against her are bullying her because she's an easy target. All right. And also Budweiser, which owns Anheuser-Busch Budweiser. The Clydesdales can't appear in Springfield, Missouri, capital of the state, because of threats. Now, that's bad. I like the Clydesdales. You like the Clydesdales. But they're getting so many threats, Anheuser-Busch, that they're pulling the horses out of a display. And that's bad. Okay? I hope you're not threatening anybody. That would be terrible.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Smart Life. So this segment, as you know, is set up to help you. I think we're the only national media that does this. And it is, the stories that I select are to make your life easier. That's what it is. Like last night we had, you want to buy or sell a car, here's a website. We checked it out. It's pretty good. I gave you the website and you do what you want. But we do that with nutrition. We do that with anything that directly affects you. So we have a program on BillO'Reilly.com, Concierge Membership, and it costs less than $100 a year. But it is the best investment you could make because it'll save you sometimes thousands of dollars a year, depending on what you need and what you ask and how I can direct you. So what's happening, though, is that people are starting to send me mail on the regular mail unit, not the concierge, and asking questions that I would ordinarily only answer under the concierge program. So we have two tiers. You have premium membership, okay, which is very inexpensive, and you get your money back if you, because you get a free book on any of them, and then if you buy anything, the discounts, you got your money back. It's essentially free. Concierge member, a little bit higher, but still very small. So I'm going to read you three letters that came in this morning. First is from Eleanor Moore, Bridgeport, Connecticut. I love the No Spin News. We've been fans since the Factor days. I have Amex charges that I'm carrying, but the interest is high. I have an annuity which I can pull to pay off Amex. Should I do it? Now, ordinarily, I would not do this on the No Spin News. I do it privately on the concierge membership band, which we do every day. But it's private. Nobody knows. So the answer to your question, Eleanor, is yes. Get rid of that credit card debt because you're paying vigorish, about 18, 19%. So economically, if you can pay it, pay it. Just makes sense. Second letter is from Cheryl Phillips, Lone Tree, Colorado. My daughter wants to study in Prague next year. She'll be 20 years old with the current climate in Europe. I'm not sure what I should do. She'll be fine in Prague. It's a beautiful city. It's a great experience for her to have. And unless things change, you know, you have to keep your eye on it. And when booking her semester, buy travel insurance, just in case all hell breaks loose. But Prague is fine. And the next one is Susan Mullen, Methuen, Massachusetts. Please help us choose between Bentley College and the University of Massachusetts Amherst School of Business, similar cost. Both are in Massachusetts, so that means they're woke. All right, but Bentley College is much, much smaller. It's north of Boston, I believe, in a suburb. I would go to Bentley only because UMass is huge, and UMass can get a little crazy in Amherst. Bentley, I don't know what the woke quotient is. You should go there. Certainly, if you're going to send your kid to any college, you should walk the campus and figure it out, okay? Because you can see right there what's going on. But if it were me, one of my kids went to Fordham, the other is Salve Regina. Fordham is a big school. Salve is a small school. I prefer small schools. Okay, but I don't want to send them to woke places. Neither Fordham nor Salve are woke, and I made sure of that before I wrote the tuition check. So anyway, those are three letters, and I think that's important to those people who wrote to me, but I can't do it again. I can't read that on the regular letter band. We do have letters coming up. If you want personal advice, I'm happy to give it to you, but it has to be under the concierge program on BillO'Reilly.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, AI, we're watching this AI madness. It's coming. New study says 40% of domestic tasks will be automated in 10 years. This comes out of Japan and the UK, but it's going to happen here. 47% of U.S. jobs are at high risk of automation. It's true. Okay. Grocery shopping is going to be all automated. So if you work in a grocery store, you know, those jobs are going to be cut down. It's a lot of service jobs are going to be cut down. You clean a house, you're going to be able to clean your house by AI. Okay, AI is going to come in and it's going to do a lot of the labor. So train yourself now, if you're younger particularly, to do something that AI can't do. Like sell. AI can't sell. Human beings have to sell. Real estate, whatever it may be. This day in history, April 13th, 2011. This is fascinating. So President Barack Obama, under a lot of pressure, gave a big speech and said that government deficits, deficit spending, would be cut $4 trillion in 12 years. Okay, that's what President Obama told the nation. $4 trillion in deficit over 12 years cuts. Okay, it's 12 years. Here are the stats. The deficit in 2011, when Obama made the speech, was $1.3 trillion. The estimated deficit this year, $2.3 trillion. So $1 trillion higher. That is because government cannot and will not stop the massive spending because they want to buy votes. That's what it's all about, buying your vote. Debt today approaching $33 trillion. Back when Obama made the speech, the national debt was $238 billion. Unbelievable. Unblankin' believable. $238 billion to almost $33 trillion. Can't keep happening. Okay, quick break. Mail, and then a final thought on the Fox News trial. Let's go to the mail. Al says, my crystal ball predicts Fox will win the Dominion lawsuit. DeSantis will be Trump's VP, and Trump will win the election. China will not invade Taiwan. All right, Al, I'm going to hold you to it, man. Okay, I'll remember. Susan Livingston, Woodbury, Minnesota. I agree with you, Bill, that if Trump and DeSantis could put aside their egos and decide to run together, it would give the conservatives an edge. Mark Corfanta, Ravensdale, Washington. I disagree that a Trump-DeSantis ticket would be a positive development. Having DeSantis on the ticket would not help Trump gain support of moderates. Okay. Ted, on the message board. You say, O'Reilly, there is no one visible enough to replace Biden. A few Democrats would challenge him anyway for fear of angering the left wing, which is Biden in his pocket. Okay. Personally, I don't rate Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s chances high, but he is running. No chance. Not with the COVID stuff and the vaccines. They don't have a chance. Not with the far left or even the Democratic Party in general. Barry. Bill, smart life, stay out of Chicago. Okay, Barry. Lieutenant Colonel Bob Smith in Ashdown, Arkansas. Majority of hardworking Americans are team normal folks. I agree. While team crazy screams, whines, and attacks, normal folks are hard at work running businesses, serving their customers and employees. Yeah, that's why we want you to get the gear. Team normal. You know, you're the hardworking American, the honest American. You love your country. You want to see it get better, but you don't think it has to be destroyed. And the team crazies do. So this is on BillO'Reilly.com. We do have very nifty shirts for the ladies. Can I say ladies? Yes, I can say ladies. Mother's Day coming up. Hats and mugs. Team normal. Check it out. Francisco Hermosillo, San Diego. Mr. O'Reilly, all your killing books have been amazing, entertaining, and informative. All of them in capital letters from Francisco. Problem is, I'm about to finish Killing the Legends. Thank you. But what's next? Francisco, you surely have heard about Killing the Witches. Ooh. September 26th. You'll love it. It's not just about witches. You're going to be very surprised about what's inside this book. If you become a premium or concierge member, you get it free. Pre-order it now. And the membership applies to any of my killing books. Thank you for reading them all, Francisco. Very nice of you. Okay, word of the day. Chris Cuomo used this last night on his program when I was on. Do not be a coxcomb. Legitimate word, C-O-X-C-O-M-B. We'll be back with a cut of my News Nation appearance on the Fox News lawsuit in a moment. Okay, here is the final thought today. On Wednesdays, I go on the Chris Cuomo program, News Nation, 8 p.m. Eastern. And last night, they wanted to talk about the Fox News lawsuit, which, you know, a lot of people want to talk to me about it. And I am going to cover this fairly. Okay? No animus here. I'm going to cover it fairly. It's not going to be easy. Because 100% of the corporate media in America wants Fox to lose. Everybody does. Okay? Not me. I'm agnostic. Okay? I don't, one way or the other. Jury is being selected today. Testimony is supposed to begin on Monday. I just did my radio commentary on it. All right. So last night, this came up, and I was trying to explain to Chris Cuomo the big picture. Roll it. So you would think that Rupert Murdoch, who calls the shots, would try to settle. So now I believe that Dominion didn't want to settle. That Dominion believes it's going to win its case, and on top of the $1.6 billion it's asking, the jury of regular folks will give it punitive damages as well, which could lift it up to $2 billion. Now, a federal judge will bust that down, but it's a catastrophe for the Fox News channel. There's no doubt. No cameras in a courtroom are, that's a benefit to Fox. Because you had the camera on and these attorneys are cutting these people to pieces. But it's a downside because now literally every organization, news organization covering the trial wants Fox to lose. 100%. So well, that the American people are going to get filtered.
But shouldn't you lose whatever that means? If you are saying one thing to each other and another thing to your audience?
Well, I don't know if hypocrisy is worth $1.6 billion. Okay. So we found a lawyer, and believe me, we looked because a lot of lawyers have agendas. I think that's fair. I think I found a guy who doesn't, who's an expert on civil litigation, and he's going to be our go-to guy. You know, we have Brett Talman in the Justice Department. I think most of you think and like Brett Talman and think he's an honest guy. I know he's an honest guy. I got an attorney, and we're going to bring him in on Monday, all right, because I'm not in the courtroom here. I'm dependent, like you are, on the Associated Press. Come on. The Associated Press didn't even mention that Hunter Biden is in Ireland with his father the first time he got off the plane. So You know what? You know the fix is in, right? And I'm not down there to watch myself, so I've got to try to get what's going on because I think you're interested in this story. If you're not interested in it, let me know. I'm not going to do crazy amount of coverage on it, but I'm going to keep you updated. The final thing is that in anything like this, all right, there are a lot of things that people don't know. You know, so Dominion throws out all these quotes from the Fox News people. They might be out of context. You don't know. We don't see the whole conversation stream. So to be fair, and I try to be fair in everything, you know, I'm going to cover this. And the final thing I want to say is, no matter what happens, this changes the whole television news industry. It changes it. Now, Fox is not going to lose its hardcore, older, conservative viewers. They'll be there to the end because there's nowhere else for them to go. No, they'll be there. But as I said yesterday, the younger viewers are fleeing. Not my concern, not my job. I got to run my own news agency. Okay? But I'm going to tell you the truth about what's happening. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. New columns Sunday noon, and we'll see you again on Monday.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.